Good afternoon. I'm Hilary Carty, Director of the Cultural Leadership Programme, and delighted and sad to be here. I can't believe my briefing notes tell me it was a year ago that we were here in April last year for the first event. How did that happen? I'm supposed to be talking about work-life balance. I can't find either of them at the moment. So, you know, I'm sort of walking around with this perpetual look of surprise on my face going, what day is it? My son this morning woke up and he said, Mum, is it Wednesday or Thursday? And I thought, I wish I knew. I wish I knew. So I did have to send him to the calendar in order to be completely sure. But we found our way through one way or the other. But delighted to have you here. Does it feel like a year for you? Bit, yes. And that's what happens, isn't it? Sort of when you think of all the things that have happened, you kind of go, whoa, wow, you know, that's crammed quite a lot in. And yet at the same time, you go, ooh, what's happened to that? And it's very often like that, I find. A mixture of some things going far too slowly for, you know, to make life enjoyable, and some other things going far too quickly. And talking of things going far too quickly, I just want to say a quick word about the CLP going far too quickly, she says, after 5 years. It's quite a sad thing for us in the Cultural Leadership Programme team, but we all know the situation that we're in terms of the economic climate and funding to the Arts Council and cuts, etc. And certainly, within a couple of weeks, we'll have some very good company by the number of organisations who are not going to be going forward. It's very much a different world that we're facing, I think, over the next few weeks and certainly the next few months. But that's one of the challenges, isn't it? It's that challenge of finding the resilient self. Where do you stand when the wind is buffeting and blowing you? How can you find your feet and be grounded? And how do you find the energy to sort of shift through, push forward and grab onto the things that are your stabilisers rather than the things that are actually just pieces of paper floating in the wind? So there's going to be quite a lot of change. But one of the things that we are doing at CLP to try to make sure that the legacy of the programme, this and the other activities that we've done, lives on, is we'll be launching next week. Just one more paper to write by me. We'll be launching Leadership Works, which is a suite of evaluations, a suite of evaluative essays that cover the journey of the Cultural Leadership Programme. So Diane Morgan, who sort of you all know has really created Women to Watch, it's her baby, has written a sort of a summative essay on Women to Watch, a little bit of how we pulled it together and the journey here and some of the content, and some of your voices are in there as well. So we thought it would be really important to not just sort of float away, but to make sure that we leave some things behind, leave a few footprints. And we're hoping that the website and its content is one of the things that will continue forward, as well as a handful of programmes. I do want to say a huge thank you to Diane, who has absolutely ploughed ahead with this Women to Watch initiative. It's one of our favourite ones at CLP. It's one of the ones that's got a bit of glitz and glamour. We were so serious before Diane joined us. I mean, now she's even got pink on the website. And that is completely D, because, you know, I'm a bit grey, as you can tell. So it's been fantastic, I think, having someone of Diane's energy working with us and someone who will come back and say, could you rethink that, please? You know, I know you said no, but actually I really think this is important. And then you think to yourself, okay, I'm going to have to think this one more. And she was like that when she first told me I had to go on Twitter, which I'm absolutely conflicted. Because, of course, as a modern leader, I fully embrace technology. Have I said those words right? I fully embrace, now I do. But, of course, and one of the things I'm going to try to talk about is the work-life balance. How do you fit all of that in? And I don't. So if you've got any answers to that, could you come and join my table? Because what it will be is a self-help group on that particular subject. But we've done a lot of self-help at the Cultural Leadership Programme, 6 of us in the team. And the way we've kept it together is to ask lots and lots of questions. On a Friday, there's something called, you know, Ask CLP, which is basically an open sharing of what's going on, how do I do this, etc., etc. And we've always encouraged the Women to Watch to adopt that kind of philosophy. So even though this is the last gathering that we as CLP are going to organise formally, I hope that you really take on the sort of networking aspect of this and see yourself as an absolutely amazing network of women and men who can call on each other, because you do have quite a lot in common. You've not only been in these rooms, but you've now got information on your history and some of your futures as well. So let's really make sure that we continue to harvest that going forward. Now, one of the reasons that we've organised events like today is to make sure that we can sort of cross-pollinate and introduce new voices and new flavours into the cultural sector. And in that vein, I'm really delighted that we have with us today Anna Cook from the New Economics Foundation, one of the foundations that I absolutely love looking at, because they're so fresh, they're so different, and they're always coming up with new ideas about society and about our place within society. And they have lots of things about what you can do, the changes that you can make. I'll just do a couple of words to let you know about Anna's background. She's a leading analyst, writer, advocate in the field of social policy, sustainable development, public health policy, democratic dialogue, gender and equality. So a really serious woman, as you're used to. Anna was also Commissioner for Health with the UK Sustainable Development Commission. And prior to that, she was deputy editor of The New Statesman and currently writes a regular column for The Guardian. So someone who's sort of within our field and touching some of the issues that we know and care about, but obviously got lots and lots of new things to say as well. Anna is currently head of social policy at the New Economics Foundation and contributes to the Big Society debate, and we'd all love to hear more about that, as well as the 21-hour week. Now, anyone who puts up a petition for that, I'm signing it. Anna, welcome and thank you.